supporting your community. Radio Way.
We're delighted to be joined today in the studio by Nick Dyer from Teddy's for Loving Care in Surrey. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's lovely to meet you. I'd love to hear about Teddy's for Loving Care. Please tell me what they do.
The core goal of Teddy's for Loving Care is to provide sick and distressed children a bit of comfort and to make doctors and nurses' life a little bit easier by the simple act of providing them with a teddy bear.
Fantastic. So this is presumably an accident and emergency, I'm guessing?
Primarily, yes, accident and emergency and paediatrics departments within Surrey.
Fantastic. And so I'm guessing when they get it, it provides maybe a distraction, or maybe they give it as a reward, or...
Yes, used to demonstrate procedures, to reward good behaviour, to instantly stop crying by providing a child with a teddy bear. We've had pictures of teddy's bear's arms being bandaged that have had mock operations on them. They're used to, we've told by medical staff they're an invaluable medical tool for them.
And whereabouts do you operate?
I operate in Surrey as Deputy Chairman. We support Framley Park, the Royal Surrey County Hospital in Guildford, East Surrey, Hazelmere, Epsom, Kingston, St Helier, the Croydon University Hospital, St George's, St Peter's and the Royal Marsden Hospital.
Wow, you do get around it, don't you?
Well, it's a dedicated team of volunteers.
Fantastic.
I look after St Peter's, which is where we are today, and it's a lovely job to do. It's a proud situation to be able to represent TLC and everyone who's involved with it.
I know from going round the wards myself, getting requests, it's just such an honour to meet patients and meet them in their need, actually, smile on their face.
Yeah, I was stopped only a few weeks ago by a couple of nurses in the hallway just to say thank you.
Yeah.
We've had parents in receptions want to come and shake our hands for giving them free teddy bears. Mm. Those moments are priceless. Mm. And as a middle-aged grown adult, there are many situations that I've got back in my car and cried after doing a delivery.
Oh, wow. Because you also support Shooting Star and I Choose Freedom. Tell me a little bit about that.
A women's refuge with three locations in Surrey, I Choose Freedom. Obviously, the children turn up from those sort of situations with very little, normally nothing. So part of the welcome pack that they're receiving now includes one of our teddy bears. And Shooting Star obviously supports children and babies. So we felt that they were good causes for it to us to be able to. We're just looking at the point where we can extend our remit slightly now.
Mm.
So we're scouting for potential good causes that we can also support.
Okay, so if you can think of any, then you can always get in touch. How many bears have you given away to date? How long have you been going?
So we've been going 20 years in total at TLC nationally, which is broken up into 47 regions. So in 2001, we celebrated our 3 millionth bear going out. That was a very good milestone. In Surrey, we deliver over 1,400 on average per month just to the hospitals.
Crumbs, that's a lot.
That increases year in, year out as well. I'm sure, as we all know, children bounce and go into things and feel ill quite often.
Of course.
And as there's more children, more teddy bears are needed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Having visited the children's ward yesterday and this little boy had just come out of an operation having his teeth removed, he could have probably done with one of your teddies at the time. I must admit, he did look a bit sorry for himself. If anybody wants to give money to your appeal, what would they have to type in?
If they typed TLC Appeal Surrey in Google, that should take them to our tlcappealsurrey.org.uk. UK website. We have a Facebook channel and other social media. We have a national site, which is obviously Teddy's for Love and Care. So we have plenty of platforms to try and get out there, but we're primarily trying to raise the awareness of what we do and the good work we're trying to achieve.
If this is not so much a fundraising effort, this is more raising awareness of the good work that you do and just letting people know that it exists. And now I'm just going to remind our listeners how we can encourage you to give to their appeal. And it is tlcappealsurrey.org.uk. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much, Nick, for coming in today and for sharing your story about Teddy's for Loving Care.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. Caring for you.